SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
200 cataract patients to receive free eye surgery and later our child safety feature. This is Roundabout JA. We're happy you could join us. 200 Jamaicans suffering from poor vision or blindness due to cataract disease are to benefit from free corrective surgery performed by Chinese ophthalmologists. Selection of patients for surgery is being done by members of the Ministry of Health and the Chinese team. Dubbed the Bright Journey Medical Mission, the ophthalmology team, comprising 6 medical doctors and 2 nurses, will be performing the procedures until Friday, May 29 at the Kingston Public Hospital, KPH. They will also be providing other clinical activities and carrying out academic exchanges with Jamaican healthcare personnel. The Chinese government will also be donating medical equipment and supplies valued at over $390,000 to the ophthalmology department at KPH. Minister with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly, has welcomed the intervention of the Chinese government in assisting with the delivery of quality healthcare to all Jamaicans. He says the Ministry of Health facilitates close to 200 overseas volunteer medical missions to Jamaica each year. Services vary from general care such as diabetes and hypertension checks to more specialized care such as spinal and cardiac surgeries.
I have no doubt that this mission will be successful and rewarding on both sides. This is a wonderful gift to the people of Jamaica, and we applaud your spirit of volunteerism and your kindness. Once again, I want to thank the organizing team for making this mission a reality.
Mr. Daly was representing the Health Minister, Dr. Fenton Ferguson, at the recent welcoming service for the Health Mission team. The Bright Journey Medical Mission was made possible through the Beijing Health and Family Planning Commission of the People's Republic of China.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that will monitor and evaluate progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. To find out more, log on to vision2030.gov.jm. Our community notice for today. The Spanish Town Skills Training Center will be hosting Entrepreneurial Expo 2015 under the caption Things Jamaican. This will be on Sunday, May 24 at 56 Brunswick Avenue, Spanish Town, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. To find out more, call 984-3571 or 302-5636. And now for our Child Month tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Tell your child never to accept drugs, be it alcohol or cigarettes, even from adults.
In fact, tell your child never to accept anything from strangers, whether sweets, biscuits, or ice cream. Child predators use these little things to attract or bribe children so they can abduct them or sexually assault them. Parents, take heed and let your child be in the know. That tip was brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks so very much for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.